Some weeks ago on Main Menu, we did a review of Voice Portals. If you didn't catch up with that, you can hear it in the on-demand archives of the Main Menu program at www.acbradio.org. Just choose the show's on-demand link and then Main Menu, and you'll find all of the past editions of Main Menu, all 24 of them. However, we've been made aware of some other voice portals that we didn't cover, and since there was so much interest in voice portals, we thought we'd visit these other ones that didn't get a mention last time. The two we're going to be looking at in this review are Hey Anita and Be Vocal. And you may want to get ready to make a note of the telephone numbers, because we will give them to you at the end of the review in case you want to try these out for yourself. Voice portals are essentially a way of getting a whole range of information. It depends on the provider exactly what information you'll find, but it might be news, stock quotes, flight information, traffic, and a whole raft of other information as well. It seems to me that the business model underpinning these voice portals is essentially that people are stuck in long commutes a lot these days, and that it's pretty common for those people to have hands-free cell phones. So the idea is that you can get all of this information, the information that you want, not the information that the radio wants to give you, whenever you want it, simply by talking to your telephone. Now, there is a spin-off, of course, and that is that this is jolly useful for blind people, and in particular, blind people who, for whatever reason, can't afford to, or haven't managed to get into, or don't want to get into, computer technology. So let's take a look at these voice portals. I'm just going to use my MSN Instant Messenger to make these calls, and we do have the Windows volume control on the screen as well. That means that I can talk to you without the voice portal hearing me whenever that need arises. So I'm going to get into my MSN Instant Messenger phone call window, and incidentally, because you can dial these numbers using an internet telephony program like MSN Messenger or any of the other many products that are out there, whether it be MyFreeLD or Delta 3 or Dialpad or any of those, it means that you can call these from anywhere in the world for free. And I should shut down my email client before we go much further as well.
Phone call. Phone call. Added combo.
So I'm now in the MSN Instant Messenger phone call window, and when I read my current line, it's got the phone number for Hey Anita already put in, because I've been having a bit of a play before recording the review.
Added combo. 1-800-442-6482.
That's the number, and I'm going to press enter to dial it.
Hang up button.
And then we'll just move back into
Untitled stop recording control.
The volume control window here so that we can control it.
Hello, you've reached Hey Anita.
Hey Anita!
Hey Anita!
Main menu. You can say, Anita Express, stock, weather, sports, horoscopes, flight tracker, newsroom, message center, cool tools, login, registration, or feedback. Coming soon, movies, and much more. If you haven't been here before, say introduction.
So there's a lot
Hey
here.
Hey Anita respects your privacy. To learn more, say privacy policy.
Let's say introduction to find out what it's all about. Introduction.
100%. Hi. I'm Anita, and I'm your guide to stock quotes, weather, news, and more. I can help make your life easier by giving you the information you want whenever you want it. If you want to know what the future holds for you, there's my starry-eyed friend Hannah with horoscopes. For the latest in sports, there's my guy in the game, Chip Matthews. You can even customize these and other features when you register at www.heyanita.com. Here's the way we work together. We have a conversation where I give you a list of key words that you can say. If you ever get stuck, just say help or main menu. To review our privacy policy, just say the keyword privacy policy whenever you're in the main menu. Okay, let's get started. Main menu.
Newsroom.
What would you like? Sorry, I didn't get that. For your personalized features, say Anita Express. Keep track of your stocks. Say, stocks.
Newsroom.
Or a weather report. Newsroom. Choose one of the following news categories. Headlines, national, world, business, entertainment, or technology.
Technology.
Paul Allen, the billionaire co-founder of Microsoft, will step down from the software giant's board at its annual meeting on November 9th, Microsoft said in a federal filing on Thursday.
So now it's reading Allen, the technology news to me. It's fairly responsive, this one, and although it got something what didn't understand me before, it's generally reasonably good. Let's see if we can say help to it at this point and find out what we can do.
Apple is having to answer customer complaints about its computer.
I can help you keep abreast of what's going on nationally or in the world. I can get you headline news, or if your interests lie in the business or technology sector, I can get you the related news for them. Just say one of the keywords at various prompts to get the news you want. You can say keywords such as stop and repeat while I'm giving you the news. If you want to get other features, simply say main menu and I'll get you there. Choose one of the following news categories. Headlines. National.
This is your headline news update for Saturday, October 30th. Keith has graduated from tropical storm status and is now a hurricane, packing maximum winds of...
Main menu. You can receive stock quotes by saying stock quotes.
Now, there is a few things I'd like to try on this service that I haven't yet, so let's just see what we've got.
You can say, Anita Express, stocks, weather, sports, horoscopes, flight tracker, newsroom, message center.
Now, let's see what's
cool
in there.
Tools.
Message center.
Login. Coming next week. Message center. I'll help you retrieve your emails from any phone, anywhere, anytime. What would you like? You can say, Anita Express.
Cool tools.
Stock. Cool tools. Say tipping guide or measurement conversion.
Measurement conversion.
Measurement conversion. Your conversion choices are weight, liquid, distance, speed, temperature, or cooking.
Temperature.
To convert temperature, you can say Fahrenheit to Celsius or Celsius to Fahrenheit.
Celsius to Fahrenheit.
How many degrees Celsius?
24.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Say the amount you want to convert. You can include up to 2 decimal points. For example, you can say 20... or 20.25.
24.37.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Say the amount you want to convert. You can include up to 2 decimal points. For
we'll
example,
try it again.
You can say 20.
Maybe it doesn't another way say 4. Maybe it doesn't another way say 20. 24.
24 degrees Celsius is equivalent to 75.2. degrees Fahrenheit. Do you have another conversion? Say yes or no.
No.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Say yes to convert another measurement, or if you're done, say no.
No.
Cool tools. Say tipping guide or measurement conversion.
All right, let's go back to the main menu by saying main menu. And I say that so many times a week, it must understand that.
Main menu.
There you go.
You can say, hey, Anita, at any time for assistance.
Oh.
What would you like? You can say, Anita Express.
Now, let's have a look at
stocks,
that.
Weather.
Anita Express.
Sport. Anita Express. Anita Express is a quick and easy way to customize your service so you can hear the information you want in the order you want it. Please say your mailbox number, or if you want, enter it using touch tones followed by the pound key. If you don't have one, say register.
Register.
I'm glad that you've decided to register with Hey Anita. This should only take a couple of minutes. We recommend that you use a phone number that only you have access to as your Hey Anita mailbox number. For example, your personal cell phone or home phone number. If you choose to use your phone number, don't forget to include the area code. If you want to select a number other than the phone number, select one that is between 4 and 15 digits. please say a desired mailbox number or enter it by using the touch tones followed by the pound key.
Okay, I'll do that now and just blank things out for a minute.
Say a desired PIN number, or if you want, enter it using the touch tones followed by the pound key. Select one that is 4 to 15 digits. Say your 5-digit zip code, or enter it using touch tones followed by the pound key.
50010.
You have been registered. Now, if you don't mind, please take a moment to answer the following questions. They are all optional. If you'd rather not answer a question, just say, skip. We'll start with the gender. Please say male or female.
Male.
Please tell me your birthday. For example, July 1st.
April 24th. And I hope everybody's making a note of that, by the way.
Your birthday is April 24th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. How about age range? Say one of the following. 13 to 15, 16 to 20, 21 to 30, 31 to 45, 46 to 65, 66 or older.
66 or older.
Thanks for taking the time to answer the questions. You haven't set up your Anita Express, but I can help you get started with a few features now, and you can add more features on our website at www.heyanita.com. Would you like to get started with a few features now? Say yes or no.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Say yes if you want to try Anita Express now, or for weather, say the name of a U.S. city and state. For international weather, specify the city and country.
Wellington, New Zealand.
You have selected Wellington, New Zealand. Is that correct?
Yes.
For horoscopes, say a zodiac sign or tell me a birthday. For example,
Taurus.
Say May 17th. You have selected Taurus.
Yes.
Is that correct? Newsroom. Choose one of the following news categories. Headlines, national, world, business, entertainment, or technology.
Technology.
Paul Allen, the billionaire co-founder of Microsoft, will step down from the software giant's board.
Okay, second is back into the newsroom now. And let's just see if we can get back to the main menu. Main menu.
Main menu. You can say main menu at any time to return to the main menu. What would you like? You can say Anita Express, stocks, weather, sports, horoscope.
Well, now that we've set up our Anita Express, let's
newsroom,
say that and see what
center,
it does now.
Cool tools or feedback.
Anita Express.
Anita Express. Weather. Currently at 3:34 p.m., the temperature in Wellington, New Zealand, is 63 degrees. Here's your forecast. Today, partly cloudy, a high of 66 and a low of 48.
Yeah, well, that's where
tomorrow,
I need the
rainy.
Fahrenheit conversion, because I haven't got a clue what that means.
And a low of 46.
Okay, we don't want that. So that's basically remembered my horoscope and
you can access
the weather forecast that I nominated. And apparently if I go to the website,
portfolio.
I can set up some more. I wonder if we can say goodbye to this thing nicely.
What would you like?
Goodbye.
You can say, would you like to take a moment to give us your feedback?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Would you like to take a moment to give us your feedback?
Yes.
Thank you for taking the time to answer a few questions. Your feedback is important to us while we work to make our service better. Please note that all responses to the survey are strictly confidential. You can say skip if you prefer to skip a question, or say main menu to return to the main menu. Please rate the following on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 represents poor and 5 represents excellent. How would you rate the Hey Anita service? say or give me using your touchtones a number from 1 to 5.
4.
Based on your experience, how likely are you to recommend Hey Anita to your friends, family, or colleagues?
4.
How well does Hey Anita understand what you say?
2.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Say, or give me using your touchtone.
Isn't that ironic?
1 to 5.
Does Hey Anita I should probably give it a 3, really. 3.
The following are yes or no questions. Would you prefer more sound effects, music, and jingles? Say yes or no.
Yes. I love those jingles. Yeah.
Did you experience any long delays or delivery of incorrect information? Say yes or no.
No.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Say
no.
Yes or no. Did you... Would you like to leave a voice message with additional comments? Say yes or no.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Would you like to leave a voice message with additional comments?
No.
Say yes. Sorry, I didn't get that. Would you like to leave a voice message
no.
with additional comments? Sorry, I didn't get that.
Oh, man.
Would you like to leave a voice message
I
with additional comments?
I might be stuck
comments?
In here forever.
Say yes or no.
No.
I'm sorry that we're having so much trouble. So glad you called. Goodbye for now, but come back soon.
It's given up on me. Well, that's fine. That's Hey Anita, and not bad. And you've got to bear in mind that, A, I'm using internet telephony, which can be a little bit faint at times and also prone to a little bit of breakup. And, of course, I have an accent which is different from the majority of people who will be calling that service, as it is a US-based service. But some pretty good features there at heyanita.com. We get phone numbers and things at the end of the review, but we have one more to look at here on Main Menu today, and that is Be Vocal. And we'll dial into that one now with MSN Messenger.
Edit combo 1-800-428-6225.
That's the number we're dialing, and we're getting MSN Messenger to do the deed for us now.
Recording control. Record.
Welcome to Be Vocal.
Here we go.
Name a service or log in by saying your 4-digit PIN or saying new account or just hang on for a list of services.
Well, let's hang on and see what happens.
Be Vocal Home. When you hear the service you want, be vocal about it.
Ooh.
Say, stock quotes, business finder, traffic, weather, driving directions, flight information, log in, or Be Vocal Tips.
Well, since we're new, let's try Be Vocal Tips.
Here's how to get the most out of Be Vocal. You can go to a service at any time by saying its name. For example, Be Vocal Weather or Be Vocal Traffic. To choose from all the services, say Be Vocal Home. Here are a few more tips. You can say repeat or pause at any time. And when you need help, just say, what are my choices? One more thing. You can always interrupt me to answer a question or say a command. Now let's get started.
So you
Be
see, these are all fairly similar in their interface.
Be vocal about it. Say, business finder, driving directions.
Well, that business finder sounds very intriguing. Let's have a crack at that.
Traffic, weather,
business finder.
Be Vocal Business Finder, where you can find brand name businesses right around the corner for dining, shopping, entertainment, travel, and work. I'll look for businesses in and around New York, New York. Is that right?
Well, I guess so. Yes. What?
Name a business like Togo's or a type of business like fast food.
Okay, well, let's try Radio Shack. Got to pop onto the old Radio Shack, you know.
Radio Shack, is that right?
Yes. Look at that, it found it.
Hang on while I get that information for you. I found 25 locations for Radio Shack in and around New York, New York. Would you like to give me your location so I can find the nearest one?
Yes. I have to think of a New York location.
Name a city and state, or say airport.
New York, New York.
Say a street name in New York.
Fifth Avenue. How about that for a boring one? Well, I mean, it's probably not boring, but I just know that exists.
217th. Is this correct?
No. Don't know where it got that from.
Sorry, I didn't understand. 217th. Is this right?
No.
I didn't quite get that. 217th. Is this right?
No. You can easily get frustrated.
To continue where you left off, dial ***.
Why?
Star.
Star, star, star. There we go.
Continuing where you left off. 217th. Is this correct?
No.
Sorry, I didn't understand that. 217th. Is this right?
No.
I didn't get that.
217th.
Is... Pausing. To continue where you left off, dial ***.
Goodness me.
Continuing where you left off. 217th. Is this correct?
No.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
217th.
Sorry.
And, well, that's where I'm going to bail out of this one, I think. It will be interesting to find out whether people who live in the US find that one more reliable, but certainly one thing we can say about it is that its technology doesn't appear to be as tolerant of a divergence of accents as some of the others that we've tried, certainly in terms of Hey Anita, which did have some problems but was doing a little bit better, and also other ones that we've tried in a previous review of these voice portals. Nevertheless, don't let that distract you, because if I understand the way it works correctly, and you're in the US, and it understands you better than it understands me, then actually there's a really nice feature in there which I was trying to get to, and that is that when you locate a particular store, let's say in that instance that we narrow down and find the Radio Shack that we want to visit, you can then say driving directions, and you say the streets that you're coming from, and then it will give you a step-by-step guide as to how to get, via car obviously, from where you are to the Radio Shack or the business that you nominate. Now that has tremendous potential for blind people who may want to get in a taxi, or perhaps even who want to navigate themselves, because I guess those directions in many cases can apply to getting there on foot or using the bus or whatever. So it could be extremely useful if you don't have any other accessible way of getting map information. So that is the Be Vocal, and I must admit, after playing with it for a wee while, I'd be very vocal because it doesn't seem to understand me very well at all. Now, as promised, contact information. The first voice portal we looked at today was Hey Anita, and you can find them at www.heyanita, that's heyanita.com. You can give them a call and use the service that we use today by dialing 1-800-44-ANITA. That's 1-800-442-6482. We also looked at Be Vocal, www.bevocal.com, and their service is available at 800, the letter B, and then Vocal. And that's also 800-428-6225.